Welcome to Believers Academy and this series, Freedom from Fear. My name is Jason, and this is Lesson 1, The Bondage of Fear. Do you ever feel afraid of driving in heavy traffic or news of a tornado headed for your neighborhood or the sound of emergency vehicle sirens when your teenager is out with friends? If so, you can be free from that fear. Let's jump right in and find out what God's Word says. Fear. What is it exactly? Surely you've felt fear. Maybe you've had a feeling of terror when you heard a noise in the darkness, or maybe you felt butterflies in your stomach when you got up to speak in front of a group. Maybe you feared God, seeing Him as a supreme being who can give or take away your life. Actually, there are two types of fear. The first is a reverential fear. This is a fear that comes out of reverence for God. It causes us to respect God and worship Him. It's that understanding that there is someone greater than us, someone who deserves honor. Someone with greater abilities, greater wisdom, greater everything. God Himself is greater than man in every way, and He deserves our reverence. In Hebrews 11:6, we read that he who comes to God must believe that He is. There is a Creator. God does exist. The name God indicates greater. That is, the Creator is greater than the creation or the created. Webster's defines God as the one supreme being, the creator and ruler of the universe. That's someone to reverence. Now, Proverbs 19:23 says, "Fear of the Lord leads to life, bringing security and protection from harm." There is a holy fear, a fear that is right, that leads us to respect, honor, and worship someone greater than us. He is God. The second type of fear is a manipulative fear. This is the kind of fear a lot of people have toward God, but shouldn't. This fear is designed to force people to do or not to do whatever the manipulator desires. For example, the children of Israel left Egypt and they complained because they were afraid that God was bringing them into the wilderness to die of hunger and thirst. That fear was trying to lead the people away from God's plan back to Egypt, to slavery and bondage. This manipulative fear is the one we want to focus on in this lesson, because God is a loving God and we don't want that unbiblical view of Him in our minds. God does not use manipulation. Manipulative fear is a thought and an emotion. You don't just think about fear, you experience it. Have you ever heard news or watched a movie that brought fear? Do you remember how you felt? In addition to the emotion, did you have the physical reflexive reaction of gripping the arms of your chair, an audible gasp of terror, or did your body shudder? That type of fear isn't from God. It's a weapon of the enemy. And when he wants you to do or not do something, he brings fear to force you this way. Usually we don't even notice his intervention. We don't realize that this fear stems from the fear of death. We think we are just reacting or perhaps using what we call wisdom. We don't want to believe we are being manipulated by the devil. However, fear is the realization that you have a need you cannot meet. That's where love comes in. And we are told in 1 John 4:18 that God's love has no fear because perfect love expels all fear. And what a relief to know God uses His love and power to remove fear. Now, where does fear come from? Fear is a part of the curse that came on the earth and its inhabitants at the moment Adam disobeyed God. We are told in the Bible in Genesis 2:15 through 17, the Lord God placed the man in the Garden of Eden to tend and watch over it. But the Lord God warned him, "You may freely eat the fruit of every tree in the garden, except the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. If you eat its fruit, you are sure to die." Adam's disobedience resulted in death. That is, loss of the life given by God. What a surprise to Adam and Eve to have a new life with a new Lord, Satan, who ruled with death and fear. Unlike God, this Lord didn't provide their food or their clothing. They had to make their own shelter and protect themselves from starvation and wild animals. No longer could they simply pull a piece of fruit from the trees. Now they had to cultivate the ground, fighting thorns, weeds, and insects try to make plants grow. People who do not know God live in fear. They fear they will lose their jobs, that someone will steal from them or take advantage of them. They have to meet their own needs and take care of themselves. To be fearful is a normal life for those who do not depend on God's love for provision and protection. The Bible says in Hebrews 2:14 through 15 that fear has its root in the fear of death, because God's children are human beings made of flesh and blood. The Son also became flesh and blood. For only as a human being could he die, and only by dying could he break the power of the devil, who had the power of death. Only in this way could he set free all who have lived their lives as slaves to the fear of dying. In other words, the devil, the lord of the earth, had the power of death and forced people to live their lives as slaves to the fear of dying. And Satan knows how to use these fears against everyone in God's creation, including you and me. It's one of his greatest weapons. You see, God has a plan for your life. He knows what's best for you, and he desires your fellowship. God created you to be with him, to be friends, and enjoy each other's company. Here's a promise of God's love and care. Hebrews 13:6 says, "The Lord is my helper, so I will have no fear." The devil uses his weapon of fear to keep you away from God. He tells you some lie about you or about God to separate you from God. The devil says you are a failure, you are unlovable, and everyone who gets close to you gets hurt. He convincingly tells some lie to make you believe God doesn't want you. That's why a lot of people are afraid of God, because they've listened to the devil's lies. If those fears don't work, the devil begins to lie about God's plans and desires. He tells you that God is just using you for his own purpose. He says God doesn't love you. He's setting you up to embarrass you, shame you, and make a fool out of you. Through it all, the devil weaves his fear of death to keep you from enjoying a peaceful life with the one who truly loves you. Thank God, Jesus defeated the devil. Satan's lies are powerless against you. And as you read and study God's love in the Bible and listen for his leading, you become more and more aware of his protection. Remember, God loves you. He is taking care of you. Let's say this confession together. I confess that I am delivered from fear in every form. Fear, terror, torment, worry, oppression, and death have no place in me. I keep the commandments of God's love and do those things that please Him. The love of God is in me, and I live in peace, free from fear, in every area of my life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And congratulations, you have finished lesson one, and it's so good to know you can win over fear. We invite you to our next lesson where we will talk about getting rid of fear. Here are some things for you to do as you continue to learn to be free from fear. Name some things Jesus did to free you from fear. List some of the blessings in God's plan for your life. Write a promise of God that assures you that God's love is more powerful than fear. Hint, you'll find some in Psalm 91 and Hebrews 13:6. Don't forget to download the study materials and come back soon. Until next time, remember, Jesus is Lord.